There are walls made by man, built by frail and human hands, that an enemy can scale and get to you. But there is one protecting me from my greatest enemies. It's a wall that Satan can't break through. Sometimes a wall of grace, sometimes a wall of faith, other times it's sweet mercy that I need. But the one for which I long, it makes all the others strong. I need a wall of prayer surrounding me. Oh, my brother, when I'm weak, would you stand instead for me and pray a fortress round me strong that can't be moved? And I promise you today, when I bow my knees to pray, I'll do my best to build a wall of prayer for you. Sometimes a wall of grace, sometimes a wall of faith, other times it's sweet mercy that I need. But the one for which I long, it makes all the others strong. I need a wall of prayer surrounding me. Sweet hour of prayer, sweet hour of prayer, that calls me from a world of care. But the one for which I long, it makes all the others strong. I need a wall of prayer surrounding me. I need a wall of prayer surrounding me.
That. If you'll take your Bibles with me, turn to 2 Corinthians and chapter 4. 2 Corinthians chapter 4 with me. And when you find your place there, as our custom is, if you'd please stand with me as we read God's Word. 2 Corinthians and chapter 4, when you find your place in that passage, if you'll look down with me to verse number 16. And we'll read three verses that close out this chapter. And if we can, I'd like us to read them out loud all together. We'll pause at the punctuation, at the commas, periods, colons, semicolons. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, beginning at verse 16. Let's read this all together. Verse number 16, and begin. For which cause we faint not, but though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory, while we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. Our Father, we're thankful for your word. We're thankful for the Sunday school hour, the different ministries that you've allowed us to partake in throughout this church and the properties. Lord, I ask that you'd meet with us in this service right now. I ask you'd help us to clear out our minds of anything, Lord, that's coming up afterwards, any distractions, and help us to solely focus on your word and the message you have for us. Be with Pastor Becker, Lord. Fill him with your spirit. Use him, we ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you for standing. You may be seated. Thank you for reading the scriptures with us. We try not to get too hard of a passage for you today. If you would take a moment as we begin the preaching time, and we should as we go into church, let's make sure our phones are silenced or on vibrate so we don't get distracted from that. That would be help. And just hang out here for a few minutes. I won't preach that long today, I promise. I know that's a scary thing to hear from a preacher to say, because you've never been lied to by a preacher that said, I won't be long. And then that's usually when you really get worried. So I won't do that to you, I promise. So 2 Corinthians chapter number 4, the Bible says, for which cause we faint not. But though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. You ever get tired? You ever get worn down? You ever get weary from the day, from the work, the family, the life? You ever get tired just for doing nothing? I've come to that stage. I've come to the stage in life that I look forward to naps, right? When you're young, you don't want that. When you're older, that's like the highlight of your day that you want to tell everyone about too. And that just goes to tell you that you're on the latter stage of your life. The Bible says, but for which cause we faint not. And in this life, there is much that can get you wearied. There is much that can get you worried. There is much that can wear down on you. The Bible says this, but the inward man is renewed day by day. We're going to look at this morning, this inward man versus the outward man, what the Bible is talking about here. The inward man is renewed every day. We're not living for the things that are temporal, the Bible says, but we're living for the things that are eternal. You notice that, again, we get weary in this life. You get weary of the struggles of life. You ever get weary of the news, right? You get weary of just the work day and the struggles. You get tired. You realize this, the more that you work on the outward man, the body, the flesh, it seems like the more tired you get, the more you work, the more you get worn down. And life can just seem to beat you down and to wear on you and to get difficult. And that's why it's so important, Christian, that this inward man is renewed, the Bible says, how often? Day by day. Every day that the inward man is renewed, the Bible says, day by day. See, in this passage here, the Bible gives us an example here that we are made in the image of God. We're made in the image of God, that God is a triune God, the Trinity, the God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, and these three are one. Amen? It's not three different gods. It's God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, and they are one. Say, how do you understand that? I don't fully understand it. How do you believe it? By faith. By faith. And it's not God the Father up here and then God the Son, the Holy Spirit. They are equal, they are one, and they are all the triune God. They are one. And the Bible says that as a human being, that we are made in the image of God, and we are triune beings of a body, a soul, and a spirit. We are not higher life forms. We've not evolved from animals. If we evolved from animals, when did we stop evolving? And why aren't they still evolving? You say, because it took millions and billions and trillions of years. Well, that's a lie from scientists trying to prove a theory of evolution that is not true. Amen. Just make sure we cover that part. We are made in God's image. That's what separates us from animals. Understand? That I'm made in God's own image. What a privilege and what a responsibility to be made in the image of the Almighty God of heaven. And that God breathed into man's nostrils a breath of life and he became a living soul. But we have three parts. We have a body, we have a soul, and we have a spirit. The part that we see here today is the body, the outward part, the physical, this robe of flesh that one day is going to pass away. That's the body that we have here. This body is what gets tired. This body is what gets worn down. This body is what ages. You can try all the skincare products you want. You can try all the nasty juices that you want. You can have the best workout routines that you want. You're not slowing down the aging process. You can just hide it a little bit better than others maybe, but we're getting older, like it or not. I just wanted to encourage you today with that thought. Maybe you're that person that's celebrating your 29th birthday for like 40 years. You're only fooling yourself on that one, I guess. But we have a body, a robe of flesh that we wear that wears down. I believe part of the reason that this robe of flesh, this body wears down and you get worn down in life, to me, it makes us think more about heaven. Doesn't it? The more you get worn down in life and we get older and things start changing, the more you start thinking about heaven, don't you? You ever just stop and think about heaven? You know, we get so much caught up on the temporary things of life that are all going to pass away someday. We get so consumed with the stuff every day that does not matter, but many times we don't focus on the eternal things that do matter. We have a body, this flesh that we have a soul that God gave to us, a soul. That's the inside part of man, the human being, the soul that God gave to you that's eternal. The eternal soul that will live in heaven or hell for all eternity. That's what everybody has, an eternal soul. Again, something that separates us from the animals and nature and things of that nature, that we have a soul that will live forever in heaven or hell. We're not just living for this life, right? It's not just do the best you can until you pass, and that's all there is. No, there is an eternity. There is an eternity. You have a living soul. Your body will be buried someday, but your soul will spend eternity forever in heaven or hell. So we have a body, we have a soul, and we have a spirit. Your spirit's the inward man, the desire, the emotion, the will, who you are as a person, that spirit. We are made in the image of God. See, this outward man will perish, but the inward man, the Bible says, is renewed day by day. If you think about this, we have a battle on our hands. The inward man, the outward man, the flesh. And we have the inward man, the spirit. When you get saved, you have that spiritual nature. You're born again and born into the family of God, and you don't have a separate, you have a sinful, fleshly nature, and you have a spiritual and a godly nature. And these two are in a battle and a war with each other until the day that you go to heaven. It's a battle. It's a struggle. The life that we have, it's a battle that we have. It's a heavyweight fight. As a man, you enjoy seeing a good fight. Why do you watch a car race? Well, first of all, I don't think I've ever watched a car race, and I don't know why I'd watch someone race 500 times around an oval. To go in person, I heard, is incredible. I'm not going to watch 500 laps of people going around and around again. Why do you watch it? To see the crash. You go to see the destruction, not for someone to get hurt, right? But men enjoy seeing a good fight. And we enjoy, you may not understand it, ladies, we want to see the other guy get knocked out. I don't want to watch a fight to see a draw. What was the point? Nobody won. I just wasted my time. We're like, just go at it again. Someone go, gloves off, let's go again. A heavyweight fight, you go to watch the fight because you're going to see someone win and someone lose. If they chose that profession, they knew it was coming to them, I guess. But the inward man, the Bible says, is renewed day by day. See, we're in a battle today of the flesh and the spirit, the fleshly nature, that spiritual nature, and that inward man, the Bible says, is renewed day by day. To renew the inward man is to restore to a former state or to a good state after decay or deprivation, to rebuild or to repair. You realize this, that this body needs works, doesn't it? Don't say amen to me. You can say that to yourself. Our body needs work, and the older you get, the more work you realize you need it. They say how you treat your body the first half of your life is how your body is going to treat you the second half of your life. And if you treat your body like garbage that first half and don't take care of it, you're going to pay for it the second half. But many times what happens is we focus so much on the outside, don't we? We focus on the outward man, the outward person, but we don't focus on the inside that needs that restoration, that needs that repair, that needs the work. You see, the outward man is what gets tired. The outward man is what gets weak. You ever eaten a meal and you weren't hungry like the whole rest of the week? That ever happened to you? You ate once and you thought, I'm good for the rest of the day. As a man, we would never say that. I've never forgotten to eat a meal. I've chosen not to eat a meal. I've never forgotten to. But my body reminds me it's time to eat again. My body reminds me at times it's time to go to sleep. It's time to get rest. And it's time where you say, I'm going to keep going. And your body says, no, we're done. Why? Because our body gets weak and it gets tired and it needs strength each and every day. The outward man gets tired, but the outward man, this fleshly nature, gets tempted as well. This sinful nature inside of me and inside of you has a heart of sin that desires every wicked thing that you could imagine on the face of this earth. The Bible says the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? You think, oh, you have a sinful nature. Your flesh desires wrong just like mine. Yes, just like every one of you. That outward man gets tempted to sin. That fleshly nature, just like you, it desires wrong. Your fleshly nature does not desire just be in church today. Your fleshly nature does not desire to be in the Word of God. It never chooses to do holy things. Your flesh will always choose wrong every time. That's why it's so wicked to follow your heart. That's why it's so evil to just say, well, I'm going to do what's best for me, because that is feeding the flesh and that sinful nature. Our outward man is tempted. It is tempted to sin every day, and my flesh desires wrong. And if you feed that sinful nature, you are feeding the flesh, and that is a dangerous place to be. The outward man is not, it gets tired, it gets tempted, but also the outward man is temporary. It's temporary. The body that we walk around with today someday is going to be no longer. Someday this body that I have, that sometimes I think people today really worship their bodies, right? There's people that worship their body because of their muscles. And they think, if I work out enough, I'm going to live to be 150 years old. No, you're not. Our body is temporary. If I eat all the good things I'm supposed to eat, and yes, we're supposed to do that, but why is the bad stuff that we're not supposed to eat so good then, right? Then why are cookies and ice cream and pizza, why do they taste so much better than the good things, all right? I never got excited about eating a salad. I don't think I have. I don't think I ever got excited about drinking, you know, some juice as a meal. It didn't excite me, right? But our body is temporary. It's temporary. This life we have will only last so long, and that's why we should not live for today. We should live for eternity. The Bible says, appointed unto men once to die, and after this the judgment. Our outward man, the flesh that we look at today, that we spend so much time on, is going to pass away someday, and we don't focus many times on that inward man. The inward man, that spiritual nature, it begins at the moment of salvation. At the moment of salvation. When you get saved, the Bible says that we are born into the family of God. In the book of Ephesians chapter 2, it says, and you hath he quickened who were dead in trespasses and sins. See, before you're saved, you're on your way to hell. Before you accept Jesus Christ as your Savior, you have no hope of eternal life. You're only living for the outward man. That's what many people are doing. I'm living to make money. I'm living for the job, for the sports, the good times. But we're not living for the flesh, right? We're not living for the flesh, right? We're not living for today. We're not living for the things of this world on what the outward man sees, but that's what many times most people spend the most time on. Getting in front of a mirror, making sure everything looks good for everyone else. What are they going to say? What are they going to think? When I post this on social media, first of all, if you post it on social media, you are asking for people's opinions. So don't complain when you get their opinions if you posted it out there. You were asking for them anyway. But most people are living for that, living for the next post, living for the next good time. But that inward man, the Bible says, is renewed, restored, made new day by day. See, the inward man is made new at that moment of salvation. The Bible says we were dead in trespasses and sins. See, as a sinner, I deserve the wages, the punishment of sin, and that's hell. I deserve it just as much as you do, just as much as anybody else did. We deserve that punishment for sin, don't we? And that inward man is made new. It's quickened and made alive by the Spirit at that moment of salvation. And when you get saved, you are born again. The Holy Spirit comes to live in your heart, and you now have a new nature. The Bible says in the book of 2 Corinthians, therefore, if any man be in Christ, that's saved. The Bible says if we are in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Here's the problem, though. Many people are trying to live the Christian life without being a Christian. Many people think, well, if I go to church, I must be saved. If I read my Bible, I must be saved. They are trying to save the outward man on their own, and we cannot do it. Many people are trying to be a good person and impress God, but if we are in Christ, that only comes through Christ. Amen? Salvation doesn't come from a church or your good works or your religion or anything. You must be in Christ. Amen? To have that inward man. The Bible says we're a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Isn't that wonderful? Guess what? Because I know me. I know this sinful nature, what I deserve and who I am. But I'm thankful that I'm saved by the blood of Jesus Christ. And if you're saved, you're on your way to heaven. But many times what people are doing is they're trying to do the works of a Christian without being a Christian, thinking, I'm going to impress God by how many times I can come to church. I'm going to impress God by even reading my Bible. I'm going to impress God and He'll accept me into heaven because I'm a good person. You will never please God with your good works, even when they're good things. The Bible says many in that day will come to Him, to Jesus, and say, haven't I done wonderful works and prophesy in thy name? And he'll say this, depart from me, ye workers of iniquity, I never knew you. People that did all the good works, but that's not good enough to go to heaven. How is the inward man renewed? The inward man is made new at that moment of salvation. Could you imagine going to an Olympic race and walking up there from the stands and against the fastest runners in all the world and say, I'm going to come and I'm going to race you today, right? How foolish would that be? And they would make us look pretty sad, wouldn't it? You ever look, you're like, I think I could do that. And you get there, you go, I couldn't do that. Many people, that's a man speaking, by the way, right? I think I could do that, all right? And we can't do that, all right? That's our pride. That's the outward man thinking that. But how foolish would it be to go to that race and thinking, I'm just going to walk out of the stands and I'm going to go enter the race. And you know what they're going to say? You don't qualify to race. You don't get to run the race. You didn't qualify to run the race. You're not one of the racers. The same thing with our salvation, to try to say, God, I'm going to please you with my works. You're going to let me into heaven. And God's going to say, I never knew you. The inward man is made new at that moment of salvation. You must be born again. But the next, the inward man is renewed, the Bible says, day by day. You realize that things that you fixed before needs to be fixed again. You ever notice that? Those tires you changed on the car, they're going to need to be changed again someday. That leaky faucet, you're probably going to have to fix it again someday. That inward man, the Bible says, it needs to be renewed. Not for salvation, not for a home in heaven, but it needs to be renewed every single day. Why? Because the inward man, that spiritual nature, it needs nourishment. and need strength every day. Christian, I want to challenge you with this. The inward man is renewed every day by spending time with God. By spending time with God. If you ignore your inward man, that spiritual nature every day, you are going to be so wicked and far away from God that you couldn't imagine because you've not kept things right with God. Every single day, we must work on renewing that inward man by walking with God every day. There's something special and there's something sweet and there's something right about you and God getting alone with God's Word and spending time in prayer and saying, God, I need help today. God, I have some things in my life that need to get out today. I need to confess my sin. God, would you help me today? And the inward man is renewed every single day. The Bible says, draw nigh to God, and He will draw nigh to you. You know what? That takes action. It takes work. To spend time with God, it takes work. I think sometimes we think, well, when I become a Christian, that immediately and all the time, I'm going to just want to be a spiritual person. Wouldn't that be great? Wouldn't that be great if you always desired spiritual things and you never desired the wrong things? It doesn't work that way, though, does it? And that's why every day I've got to get alone with God. Why? Because I have a sinful nature. I have a fleshly nature. And every day things build up that I've got to get right with God. And God, I need God to control my mind and my thoughts and control my life. Where do I find that? You find that in the Word of God. If all of your spirituality is found at 11 o'clock on Sunday morning and you don't take it home and you don't work on having a walk with God throughout the week, you're going to be a very spiritually weak person. Too many times we think spiritual events make us spiritual people, and it is wrong. See, you must take some time and have the character, Christian, of opening your Bible and starting your day with God and saying, God, I need you today. How many times do we go out leaving God behind and we're going out with this robe of flesh? We're going out with the outward man with the strength we need for the day, whatever you do to start your day, to get you going, but we leave behind that spiritual nature, that spiritual man, and we don't spend time with God and we don't get that man renewed every day to get strength from God. The inward man is renewed day by day, having a daily walk with God. Christian, do you have a time with God just between you and Him? Do you have a time where you pause and you mute and you put out the rest of the world and you say, God, it's just me and you for these next few minutes because I need your help today. I want to spend time with you. Do you have that time with God? Do you have that place with God to where God says, I know that I'm going to meet with my child at this time and this place, and I want to talk with you. And God says, I want to help you today. I want to help you fix some things today. I want to give you some strength for today. And God just says, I want to help you. But too many times we run out working on the outward man but ignoring the inward man. And we ignore the part that is the most important. Again, we spend so much time in front of the mirrors and preparing the body and all the things for the day, but we leave aside the most important part, and that is spending time with the Lord. Your inward man is renewed day by day by walking with God. Guess what? There's no magic light switch that comes on to where you just become super Christian. Did you realize that? You don't tear off your suit and have... That's weird anyway. The spandex undersuit of the Superman going on there. You don't become Superman. I know that's a weird thought. Let's skip that illustration. And you don't become super Christian just because you're a child of God. You're saved. You're on your way to heaven. That will never change. But to have the strength and the power of God in your life and the fellowship with God comes with spending time with God every single day of your life. Do you care enough to spend time with God? Do you see the need enough to spend time with God? Why? Because I just want to have fellowship with God. You know, this is God's Word written to me. I know it's written to you, but it's written to me that God said, I want to help you today. God spoke to my heart as I read my Bible this morning, and God said, I want to help you today. I want to have fellowship with you today. But how many times does God say, I want to have fellowship with you, and we say, God, I'm too busy. I've got other things to do, other people to talk to, and we ignore God. We need to spend time with God and renew our spirits every day because we sin every day. We sin every day. Do you ever get discouraged with yourself? You ever get discouraged with how you should be a better Christian than you are? And you've confessed that sin and tried to get it right and you struggle and fail. But I'm thankful that He's faithful and just to forgive us our sin and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. See, Christian, every day you must spend time with God and say, God, would you forgive me? I want to ask you, God, to forgive me of my sin. I want to start this day with the slate wiped clean. I want to start today fresh and new and right with you. The inward man is then renewed, isn't it? When you spend time with God and fellowship with God, that God strengthens you for the day, that God wipes that slate clean and you confess your sin and get it right with God. And then why we need to get the inward man renewed day by day is to submit to God. You ever had that battle with God? You know what's right, but your fleshly nature is trying to take over. To start each and every day and say, God, these are your hands to use today. God, these are your feet today. God, these are your eyes, your ears, your mouth, and I fully submit to you today. Romans chapter 12 and verse number 1 says to be a living sacrifice. Say, God, I submit to you today. God, this is your life. This is your hands, your feet, your job. This is everything, God. I submit to you and to your will. You know, God's not going to battle with you. God's not going to force you to, but oh, how much better is it when we submit to God to do His will. Why? Because God's way is always better than my way. Isn't it? God's way is always better than your way. And when you renew that inward man and you renew that spiritual nature every day with God, and that outward man, that fleshly nature, that you let that flesh, you push it to the side and say, I want the Spirit to take control today. How's your inward man doing today? Many people today are running spiritually on empty. You kind of like in your car where you have that gas light come on. And you know, when that gas light comes on, you know, I've got another 40 to 50 miles. How much further do you want to push it? Driving it until you're really going to be pushing it from behind, right? I think I can go a little bit further. I've been there before. How foolish is that? But Christian, how foolish is it, spiritually speaking, to be running on empty and then wondering, why do I have all these problems? Why is God not helping me? Why is God not helping me with decisions and strength and the needs that we have every day? Why? Because we're living in the flesh and we're not living in the Spirit. The inward man is renewed day by day. Every day. God, I need to get alone with you every day. I can't make it one day without God. Can you? Can you make it with? Yeah. But then how many times do we start our day without God? We wouldn't say, God, I'll do it without you. But sometimes by our actions, we say, God, I'm too busy for you today. I've got it. And then God reminds you throughout the day, no, you can't. You do need me. The inward man is renewed day by day. Let's bow our heads for prayer. Lord,